From the commercial ambitions of near-Earth orbit, let me take us to the far edges of what we know about the universe. Because the astronomy stories this week are genuinely remarkable in ways that don't get diminished by describing them accurately. The MIT-led team, using the James Webb Space Telescope, has identified what they're calling a black hole star, a hybrid object from the early universe that appears to be simultaneously a massive stellar body and a black hole. Their findings are published in Nature this week. The theoretical possibility of this kind of object has been discussed for years, but this is the first observational evidence that such things actually existed.
What's the physical mechanism here? How does something be both a star and a black hole?
So the theoretical model and the observational data are still being analyzed and will be subject to scrutiny. Posits that in the very early universe, when conditions were much denser and hotter than today, extremely massive stars could form in which the core collapsed into a black hole while the outer stellar envelope was still actively burning. The black hole at the center would be accreting material from the star itself, while the star's radiation pressure prevented total collapse. It's a dynamic equilibrium that our current stellar physics says couldn't persist long, but long in early universe timescales might still be millions of years. The significance for cosmology is that if these objects existed in meaningful numbers in the early universe, they could explain some of the puzzling observations JWST has made about massive black holes that seem too large for the age of the universe. The standard model of black hole growth through accretion and mergers doesn't easily produce the masses we're observing at very high redshifts. Black hole stars could be a faster pathway to massive black holes.
The James Webb Telescope continues to generate findings that require us to revisit the standard model. It's happened repeatedly since the telescope came online. That's what a genuinely better instrument does. It shows you what your previous instruments were missing.
The second astronomy story is in some ways more accessible. Astronomers have found the first stellar stream ever detected beyond the Milky Way galaxy. Stellar streams are the remnants of smaller galaxies or globular clusters that get gravitationally shredded as they orbit a larger galaxy. The stars stretch out into long filaments that trace the gravitational history of the system. We've mapped many stellar streams within the Milky Way. Finding one in another galaxy for the first time gives us the ability to do comparative analysis, to test whether the gravitational dynamics we use to model our own galaxy apply universally, and to probe the dark matter distribution in a different galactic system.
Dark matter distribution is the key phrase there. Stellar streams act as tracers of gravitational potential. And since dark matter is the dominant gravitational mass in galaxies, mapping a stellar stream tells you something about where the dark matter is. Getting that data in a second galaxy is a significant step toward understanding whether our models generalize.
Both of these stories, the black hole star and the extragalactic stellar stream, share a common thread. We're in a period of observational astronomy where the instruments are good enough to test theories that were previously untestable. That generates genuine scientific progress, but it also generates genuine surprises. The universe keeps turning out to be more complicated than the last model we built.